Hi, welcome to episode 4 of Watch Talk Across the Pond. Today we've got Bill, from Not a Watch Snob, and we've got our returning guest, Abdul, who is Abdul R Watches. Hi guys, are you all okay?
How's it going?
Yeah, great, great.
Hi,
yeah.
Guys.
Good to see Abdul again, back by popular demand.
Good we've got a great episode on Rolex new releases, and I think the reason I wanted Abdul on the team was because he's got quite a few Rolex, and he is the man that's really in the know with these things. So I'm excited. I think it should be a great episode.
Definitely.
So what have you got on the wrist then, guys? Start with Bill, I think, today. What have you got?
I've got my Rolex Datejust. I decided to take it out for the, specifically for the episode.
Yeah, nice. Very nice.
Nice, nice.
Abdul, what have you got?
I have my Explorer 2.
Ooh.
Very appropriate for today. Very appropriate.
Very nice.
I thought it would be good to wear it for today, yeah.
Nice. Unfortunately, I haven't got a Rolex. So I've got my Nodus Trieste, which is 41mm diver, not in Rolex colours. Did they do any black PVD stuff? They seem to be all silver and gold, doesn't it? It's the right size, but totally the wrong colour, I think, for Rolex. About the closest I've got, really. So, right, great. Well, I'll tell you what then. So let's have a look at these Rolex releases. It's all everyone's talking about at the minute. Can we start with the Explorer then?
Yeah, the Explorer 1, they did two new things with it. They brought it back at 36 millimeters because they had discontinued the 39. Mm-hmm. So now there is no 39, you have only 36. And you get the two-tone, the Rolexor with the yellow gold. You get an updated movement, the caliber 320. 70 hours power reserve. At what's really cool is the indices they have on the 3, 6, and 9, the chromolite. So I think it looks really nice. I've actually called my Rolex ED and put my name for the 36 millimeters the steel one.
That's fantastic. Wow. Yeah. So what are your thoughts on this? Is it oyster steel and yellow gold? There's been a lot of controversy on that one. What's your thoughts on that?
I'm on the negative side for this one because I really like this watch because it was like the most underrated, like the under radar Rolex that you can wear and nobody will notice that you are wearing a Rolex. But now with the Rolexor, it's like now it's a Rolex because two tone is like a Rolex thing. So I think they are just going for the Middle East market and maybe a more feminine appeal to the watch because of the two-tone. Mm-hmm. And also for the guys that want a Rolex that shows that it's a Rolex as well.
Yeah. I think the size is 36 millimeters, isn't it, in some of these new ones. So I think that is the sweet spot size for sharing between like husband and wife, male-female share. I think you could be sort of bit of a share there. I mean, I think a lot of people are actually saying the Explorer is the one where you I think on their like their advert, there's somebody abseiling or rappelling, as they call it in America, and you'd be sort of hitting bits of rock and things, and the gold wouldn't be too good. But to be honest, no one's going to do any of that stuff in this sort of watch anyway. But I actually like it. I think it looks great. I think I might. I'm always just got different to everyone else. I would. I mean, it's a lot extra. I think it's a lot of extra money. I think it's several thousand extra. I don't think I'd pay the extra money for it. But I think if I was wanting that kind of type of watch, I'd be interested because they do the gold on the diver watches, don't they? Nobody bats an eyelid. And would you want the gold when you go down diving? No, it's just the same
thing. Or the
thing.
Yacht Master. I mean, you're on a boat. That's getting sea, and God knows what you're doing on that thing.
Oh, yeah, but if you're on a boat, it's just deck parties with gin and tonic and things.
Well, yeah, of course. So I mean, if you have that watch on. I get my dinghy in the boat. At least I got the Yacht Master on, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm still confused about this. So it's 36 millimeters. Was it... Mm-hmm. They've got rid of the 39 millimeters, haven't they?
Exactly. I think they want to condense their cases because Rolex is an industrial company that just wants to
cheaper manufacturing,
not
just having one size.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that is really shame because I think the Explorer is one of the more affordable Rolexes. So if I was going to get a Rolex, that would be the most likely one. Yeah. I would probably buy a new. I know Bill likes the idea of just not getting a bit cheaper second
hand. Why would you do that?
I'd probably buy a new one, and I would go 39. So now I'd have to buy a second hand because I don't think I can buy the 39 Explorer anymore, can I? So I'd have to go second hand.
No.
So,
But actually, the 36, this one, it has a 20 millimeters lug width and almost like a 46 millimeters lug to lug. So it wears almost like a 39. Large.
So it would make it wear a bit bigger. So I tell you what, I'd really like to try this size on. I shall contact the AD in Nottingham and make believe it and want to buy one and go and try it on.
Do that.
Go for it. Why not?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, any more comments on the Explorer 1?
Nothing crazy. I mean, it's kind of just the
power reserve's good though. The power reserve means you can take it off on Friday after work. You can put your cheap sort of abseiling Dan, etc. watch on for the weekend, it's still okay for you can put your upmaster on for the weekend, and it's still okay for work on Monday. So what was it before, Abdul? Was it about 46 hours?
48 hours, yeah.
48. So that's still not bad. But I think that they're upgrading all their movements to 70 hours, I think, is a thing.
Yeah. It's actually 72, but they say 70. And the cost is -2 to +2. So
that's excellent. That is really good.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
So what about Explorer 2? So what's the changes there, Abdul?
Yeah, the Explorer 2, everybody thought that it will get the 41 case because it's anniversary, because it's 60 years Explorer. Mm-hmm. And everybody
50,
thought it
came, 50.
50, sorry, 50, 50. Yes, exactly, 50. And everybody thought maybe a precious metal Explorer or something. Mm. But actually just they slimmed up the case, made the lug width 22 millimeters. Updated the movement. They put the GMT movement inside the Explorer, so they didn't do a new caliber. They just put the 3285 inside, and they upgrade. So it's 70 hours power reserve because it was 70 by the GMT, and you get now the chroma light, so much brighter. Wow. And they put like some kind of black coloring around the loom pips to give it more contrast.
That's good little improvements though, isn't it?
If I was interested in buying Explorer 2, other than mine, because I love the 40 millimeters. I don't want to get the 42. Mm. But actually now they slimmed up the case. I didn't try it yet, but everybody that was saying on online that the case is now slim, more slim than before.
See, I wouldn't like that. I like, if I'm going to get that, I'm going to get it bigger and bougie. I like the thick, that's just me.
I do like the black dire one. I know it seems that a lot of people do have this white one, and I do like the white. Do they call it Polar or something?
But exactly, the Polar Explorer.
If I was going to buy one, I think I'd still go for the black dire one.
Really?
Myself?
Yeah, the black dial one, they changed it a little bit more than the white dial, because the white dial you have is still on the hands, the blackening paint. On the black one, they actually left it plain gold. So so you have white gold hands and no paint on it.
Oh, wow.
And for all the new models, you have, of course, the Swiss Rolex crown and then made.
Yeah.
At the 6 o'clock.
I'll be honest, the Explorer 2 just doesn't grab my attention that much. Like, if I was looking at Rolex, like, throughout all of them in the cases, I don't think this would be one that would be like,
Yeah.
It's weird.
But weren't they looking at... Didn't a lot of people think they were going to put a black ceramic bezel on it? Would change it a lot, wouldn't it?
A lot. It would.
Would you think of that, Bill? Would you like it then if they had a black ceramic?
Honestly, it's just a plain watch to me. Like, I mean, if you remove the Rolex logo, look, you can't tell this is a Rolex. But if I have something like this, that's just every other watch.
Yeah, from this angle, I can tell you, is this a Seiko 5 or something like this? You know what I mean? Yeah, like,
exactly.
A Swatch, that
could be a good thing, though. If you're walking through the middle of London, that would probably be quite a good thing, actually. Exactly.
Let them take me on. If you get the best of me, you deserve that watch. I won't even tell the cops.
Well, I'd have to take you through London with me as a bodyguard, I think, Bill.
It's called insurance. Yeah. That's what I have, insurance.
It's a bit of Italian.
Yeah, exactly.
Bill would get the mafia with him. I know all about it. Brilliant. Yeah. So, Explorer 2, date just. So let me just change my tab so I can look at this as we talk about it. So Tell us the changes then, Abdul, of the Datejust.
The Datejust, they didn't get a caliper upgrade because they have already a 70 hours power reserve from the last time. They just got three new dials. So you have on the steel, you have a smooth bezel. You have the green palm wave dial. So you have a palm a leaf with the green. And the cool thing about this dial that it's they etched it with laser. And then they put the indices on top of it. So it's very crisp and very clean. Mm-hmm. I think it's like an answer to the people who are saying Grand Seiko makes the best dial. And then Rolex was standing like, hey, look at the Datejust. And they did an oyster steel with yellow gold with a fluted dial. Mm-hmm. And also they had the Rolexor, the rose gold, the Everrose. With the same leaf, but in gray. I really like them, to be honest. The green one is my favorite.
Really? Right. Yeah. I'm not so keen on that. I'm not so keen on that dial. Doesn't look like it really belongs on the watch to me. But is it the German lady, Jenny Ellie, loves it. Very popular watch reviewer. But some people are saying it probably is very odd. Mm-hmm. But it's grown on me. Have you said that? It's grown on me. So
how could you not like this? Like, yeah, move it's like, over.
Exactly, it's like the odd ones are the best ones for me.
That's what I'm saying. It's so unique, and you know, no one's gonna buy this. Right. Like, there's gonna be three or four people who buy this thing, and it's gonna be worth more. I mean, if I had the money, I'd buy it. But
I think it's gonna sell well, and it's definitely
growing. I think some people are gonna be against it.
I think the killer one
will buy it up because the green.
That Everrose has got dark silver. Like almost grey dial with a fluted pattern. Is it fluted pattern, Abdul?
The yellow gold is fluted pattern.
No, the Everrose gold.
The Everrose is the same leaf pattern.
Oh, it's leaf.
Oh, wow.
But exactly. That Everrose gold, it just with the fluted Everrose bezel,
yeah,
it absolutely looks killer. Let's just make that picture a bit bigger. I actually like it. It does work.
Hold up to the screen. If you can,
yeah, I have it here, but yeah, hold it up to the screen. Yeah,
that does work.
Yes.
Oh my God, you're telling me. Yes. Oh my God, I'm like,
it looks so
drooling
nice.
That
over
is
here.
Killer. So nice. That's beautiful. Yeah, that is definitely the one.
I think they realized that, you know, with so much media and social media involved in this, you know, this world, the Rolex name, it's not enough just to be a name brand anymore, you know, because everyone's got thousands of things to explore versus before you talk to anybody before there was internet. Oh, Rolex, that's the best of the best. You know, you think that in your head or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I think they're realizing that they didn't keep up with the times. And this is something keeping up with the times. You know, this is grab your attention.
What else do you notice, though, guys? What's different about that one? If you look at the Everrose Gold one. Bracelet.
The difference is the
bracelet is Jubilee, and on the
Jubilee
left is
bracelet. It's just it works so well on the Jubilee.
Yeah. I hate Jubilee bracelets.
Oh, I love Jubilee. It just works so well. Jubilee.
You like Jubilees? Oh,
you can see even the three of us, we cannot even agree on one thing that we love. You know, like you're always two against one. And that's why Rolex makes these stuff, because with three watches,
choices.
If we have the money, each of us will buy a different one.
There's a different one we all like there.
Dean, exactly. I heard you're buying me a Rolex. Is that true, Dean? You and Abdul are both buying me a Rolex?
Yeah. I'm not sure about the size, but at least Caroline and myself could share it if it's 36. So,
there you go. You could convince her to help you with it too. Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. What about the Daytona then? Tell us the changes there, Abdul. Yeah,
the Daytona, they got also a cosmetic a change, like the Datejust. They got a new meteorite dial for the precious metals. And no size change, so still 40 millimeters. Everybody was thinking that they will upgrade to 41. They didn't discontinue any other Daytona models, so no Daytona models were discontinued, no Milgauss models as well. But this time they put this meteorite dial, and they actually are offering now. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, that's the one, Bill. And
that's in Everrose
Gold.
My
favorite is the white gold. The white gold is my favorite one.
This is the white gold? Yeah,
exactly.
Me too.
That's the one.
What do you think of the Everrose gold? Is it too much? The yellow gold is definitely too much.
I'm a big fan of the rose gold and the yellow gold, but on Oyster Flex. On the Oyster Flex. If you put it on Oyster Flex, you just take this flashy punch down a notch. And it just makes it the white gold one. It's my favorite, definitely. Mm. And the cool thing is you can buy it with a bracelet for the three of them, or for 6,000 less, you can buy the Oyster with the Oyster.
I actually agree with you on that. With the sometimes there's a threshold of how flashy you can be. Like if it's all yellow gold, it can kind of be a little too drug dealery and almost be fake.
I feel like I see it, I either think drug dealer or I think fake.
Like I just like, okay, come on guys. Like, so I understand that aspect.
It's the sort of watch that people would wear on both sides of the law.
Of course, but usually the other side, I think. You know, even those, side of the law. Even those stockholders and Wall Street.
Would be on one side.
Yeah, exactly. You got to dip in their feet. In.
So what's thoughts on the meteorite dial?
Love. He said it's everyone's unique, like a diamond. Abdullah told me that's
no two the
that's
same.
Gorgeous. Mm. That is gorgeous.
So I mean, yours is unique. You know, even
exactly.
Even though, yeah. It's really nice.
That's it's, one of the it's definitely points, grown so on me. It's definitely grown on me. Yeah.
I might want to try. I might want to try like a meteorite. You can get them like the cheaper meteorite dials from other brands. I might try
Velos
a meteorite
and stuff
dial.
Like that, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Boulder. Try it out. Boulder do some Boulder, meteorite Boulder, dials. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm? I try it out. Why not? Just to. I mean, before I go and drop a house on this, I gotta go try and
Yeah, I think it's 30K, 32K, something like that. 31,850. Yeah.
Mom, Dad, I'm selling the Beamer.
Yeah, okay. I was in an Amsterdam boutique, a Rolex AD, and I tried the white gold one, but it had like diamond dial on it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like the diamond dials, but to be honest, if I had the money then, I would have bought it
right
directly.
Away. Yeah, you would have got it.
It's the Oyster Flex just feels so good. Like I wear Rubber B, and I love the Rubber B.
Yeah.
The Oyster Flex is just... like upgrading from a Seiko to Grand Seiko,
but it doesn't pull your hair. Like I'm not even that hairy of a person. I always get my hair pulled in this thing.
the Jubilee.
Oh my bad. You said Oyster Flex.
Flex. Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I was just, all confused.
No worries. The rubber is just it feels like you feel the cost. You feel like that's quality.
That's quality. That's good. Yeah. That's what you need. If you can feel like you spent the money, like that's what you need. Like.
Okay, and then finally, guys, there's new bracelets, wasn't it? So am I right in thinking that you've got the choice of the Oyster or the Jubilee on a lot of the things like the Sky Dweller, the Batman, the Pepsi, and there's variations of that with, like, say, Yellow Gold and Oyster Steel and Everrose and all that sort of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm just going to hold this picture up with this gorgeous watch. Don't normally like yellow gold, but look at that. Sky Dweller.
Yeah.
See, I would get a Datejust or a Sky Dweller in all yellow gold because it's that kind of like, I mean, it's like I said, it's not like big, but it's like enough bigness, you know, kind of that line. I think that's the line for me, my threshold at least.
That I mean, they're expensive. That is a nice watch, that.
Yeah, Sky Dweller is so really sucks. Nice. Yeah. It's the most complicated Rolex watch. You're getting the most complicated one.
Definitely.
And also I think that Sky Dweller has still underrated. Like, it's not like the Daytona is selling for double its price, triple its price even, and you're just getting a chronograph, a caliber that is still not updated from a couple of years. So
but
Sky Dweller, you're getting the most complicated one, getting a unique watch, but it's just people tastes, and like us, we all like different things. And
definitely.
That's the beauty of collecting, isn't it?
Exactly.
What's your thoughts on the bracelet, Sank? I mean, they were taking it that Abdullah and myself do like the Jubilee. Do you not like the Jubilee on anything, Bill? What about the Jubilee on the Sky Dweller?
I just, as someone who has a Jubilee bracelet on, it pulls my hair. Like, it doesn't feel like, like if you truthfully gave me this watch and I knew nothing about watches, I would think this was tin. Like, I would literally think, look at this. Look at this.
Haven't they improved in though? Because you know the old Rolex.
I look like a 70-year-old man. This is what I look like.
Just hold it on its side, Bill. You'll see yours droop. Yeah. Now new ones don't do that.
They don't droop anymore?
They don't droop anymore. They've tightened the pins and everything. They're totally different.
This one is like a look this at this 90s.
Yeah, that one's stiff.
Yeah. I think that's what yours is, an older one that it's got, it droops,
and I can tell you also the issue that makes it more droop is that you wear it not so tight on the wrist. If you wear it tight on the wrist, it won't move around, so it won't make any kind of hair pulling, and it won't make forces on the different links, which will then at the end make it more go down.
Okay, so
I think the very latest models, there's no droop at all. Absolutely, no, the pins, exactly. The pins are a lot tighter. There's no movement at all.
Solid links, solid end links,
and I think that's why yours has got the air pulling bell.
Well, I really got screwed over then, huh? Yeah.
Well, no, because it's an older, more antique one, isn't it?
Wear it on leather.
Exactly, wear it on leather. See, I don't know how to switch the. I'm too afraid to, you know what I'm saying? Like to pick off the bands.
I know.
And
you
stuff.
Can see the scratches back on every watch I have.
I'm so afraid. Like, and I see the hole pins, but I'm just too afraid. I got to measure it. Maybe I could put a snob strap on it.
It's 20. It's 20 millimeters. I actually was wearing the turnograph on a NATO. It looks really nice.
Mine's only 18.
18?
Yeah.
Is it a 34 millimeter?
It could be let me check. My Rolex says, 34. Yeah, it's a 34.
It's a 34, that's why.
That makes sense.
Why.
It's a 34.
Guys, can I just say, final thoughts, what is your pick of the new releases then? If you had to pick one, what would you go for?
Island time, baby. Let's get that up. Palm trees. Swaying in the breeze.
Oh yeah, yeah. That would suit you with the shirts. Yeah, you could wear a matching shirt.
I could wear it in winter.
I can see that.
It's the Explorer 1, and close second is the Green Datejust. Close second.
Both like that. That's interesting. Well, for me, it's this Datejust with the Oyster Steel and Everose Gold. With the fluted bezel and Everose Gold. Yeah. And it's got the leaf pattern, but it's grey.
Dean's joining me, dude. Let's just set the time to Aruba time all the time.
Yeah, we disagree with most of the sites because everyone is just not into those leaf patterns. Mm-hmm. I'm not so sure about the green, but the grey, that for me is just fire.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Fire. Look at Dean saying fire. Has Caroline given you shit? What's fire? What is this?
I think it's spending too much time around Bill, I think. Yeah. Brilliant. Yeah. So I think we've given our views and quite a good roundup of there, guys. So
I think so too.
I think even under the time that we were planning to do it in.
Of course.
We've really moved along
more efficient.
Under our sort of go for it. Let's get straight to the point.
Thanks for watching Watch Talk Across the Pond. My name is Bill. We have Dean and Abdul. Like, subscribe, comment. We'd love to hear from you guys. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.